The University of Nevada, Reno's eSports Club, called Nevada eSports, is one of the largest organizations on campus. And while it isn't considered a sport at the university, many other schools are adding eSports to their rosters. Our reporter Joey Lovato has more.
A few KUNR staff members and I huddle around my monitor in the newsroom as UNR faces off against Boise State in a game called Overwatch. Characters are running and jumping, colorful explosions are going off, all while the announcers get excited over a close game.
Mid-Valkyrie, that could be massive for UNR here. UNR looking to put the finishing touches on this map. Would you believe it? Boise State in shambles as they will lose.
There were six UNR players in that game. One of them was sophomore Joey Oliva.
Before I played Overwatch, I played football in high school.
Each player has a different position in the game. Oliva's role is called the support, and his main goal
is to make sure that your teammates essentially stay alive. Almost kind of like a lineman in the sense that you're trying to make sure that your teammates can do what they're supposed to do. You want to make sure that your running back can score the touchdown, that your quarterbacks can throw the ball where they need to.
Overwatch released in 2016 and immediately became an esport. What makes a video game an esport compared to something like Mario is that it's online, it's competitive, and really the video game community deems it to be one. The Overwatch team is one of 10 teams under the Nevada esports flag. Parker Mason is another teammate. He says that there is a social stigma that esports are not real sports because of a lack of physical activity. But more and more, universities are recognizing them as such.
But I feel like if you look at more of the competitive aspect of sport, you can see that esports and regular sports kind of go hand in hand. It's just kind of your tools of the trade are different. In esports, you're using your reactions and like quick thinking to control something on a computer as opposed to run really fast and juke someone out.
There are now dozens of universities across the United States that actually sponsor their esports programs, providing funding and treating the players like varsity athletes. When asked, UNR Athletics said there was no place for them to comment in this story because it does not relate to them. UNR Athletics is affiliated with the NCAA, and the NCAA does not recognize esports. This, in turn, means that UNR Athletics does not recognize esports. There are no known plans to have the club recognized as a sport, but that doesn't mean interest isn't growing every year. Every few months, Nevada Esports hosts events that draw a couple hundred students.
I'm on the left.
Teams compete, and people gather around bright computer screens in a dark ballroom in the student union. Parker Mason, who I talked to earlier, is one of the players playing on the computer screens.
I mean, we are representing the school in an official capacity to a fairly wide audience. Like, one of our match against UNLV last season had like 7,000 viewers. So arguably that's more than like our volleyball team spectator-wise. So in a lot of ways, I feel like it's kind of unreasonable to not view us as an official varsity team for the school.
Some of the players on Nevada esports teams want to be recognized by UNR as an actual sports team instead of just a club, so they can give out scholarships and have the support they need to compete against bigger schools in California. I talked with Tyler Schroat of the Electronic Gaming Federation, or EGF, an organization that works with high schools and universities to help build successful esports programs.
You'll find that like administrators at colleges are generally a little older and a little less familiar with the esports industry as a whole. So we found that students actually end up leading the programs, at least initially, as kind of the administration figures out what it is.
Esports are an emerging brand of entertainment that has been growing faster than any other form of media. According to Goldman Sachs, the value of esports grew 150% last year. Film and TV grew just 29%.
When you get to put out stats like, you know, there are 260 million people all over the world that watch esports, or if you start to see things like they're sold out stadiums all over the world, whether it be Madison Square Garden, the Staples Center, the Mercedes-Benz Center in Germany, all of those are very real, very tangible examples of how serious the world is about esports.
Along with selling out stadiums, professional players can potentially take home a few million dollars in prize money per competition if they win. Many of them also sign sweet sponsorship deals and can even earn team salaries. Joey Lovato, Reno Public Radio News.